On the other hand, there were people in Thessalonica, as the other letter shows, these are the two passages I suggest you read, that had a notion that Paul had said that the day of the Lord is coming immediately. Well, it didn't. It hasn't. And therefore, Paul has to explain that that's not what he said. He said, don't be disturbed, as though in any way this was really what I taught you. I've been misquoted or misunderstood. There are certain things that have to happen first. A little dangerous, this, but nevertheless, if you've got one error, you're likely to fall into another. And he said, it won't happen until the man of lawlessness is revealed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And the man of lawlessness has not been revealed and can't be revealed until that which restrains the man of lawlessness is taken out of the way. And it isn't taken out of the way yet. Therefore, we're three stages removed. Instead of being immediately, we're at least three stages removed. It's going to happen this way. First, he that hindereth will be taken out of the way. Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed and will set himself up and display lying wonders and make himself out to be God. Then, after all of that, the Lord Jesus will come and destroy the man of lawlessness with the breath of his mouth. And that is part of the end, that last item. So that alongside of this very vivid and emphatic hope, you have these bothersome little questions coming in. I don't think we want to emphasize them too much. Paul can answer them. There's a solution for it. And there's never been a millennialist sect yet that hasn't been able to explain away any little difficulties or inconsistencies and settle. Ah, there was another one that Paul dealt with in Corinth. A part of this program was that there should be a resurrection of the dead, wasn't it? And there were people who said, well, how'll that be? How can that happen? We don't see how there can be such a thing as a resurrection of the dead. And Paul says, well, it's going to be just the same. So he clears that up for them. These are merely details in the clarification of the central hope. Now, as I say, this is Paul. Now, the Gospels also reflect exactly these problems. They represent, perhaps sometimes gathered together in a single Gospel, a little different slants towards this question. I say merely slants. There isn't a word in the Gospels that suggests it isn't going to happen. Not that. But there are plenty of words that say, don't go off in the truck. Don't be excited. Don't say there'll be people say low here and low there. Careful with that. Don't be excited about that. Many shall say, come in my name, saying, I am he and the time is near. Don't go after. That's one gospel writer. He spoke a parable because there were some who believed that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. What was the parable? A certain man called his servants and gave them his property to invest, and he went into a far country. After a long time, the Lord of those servants returned. See what that parable means, and you'll see how Luke introduced it, Luke 19. This is all peripheral. I won't say it's the exception that proves the rule, it is the detail that is necessary if we're going to have this kind of hope.
Henry, what he's just saying reminds me of the one celebrated American case on the advent that didn't advent. That was the Millerites of 1844. In reading that historical trend, there was a great deal of frenzy that Jesus was coming on October 28, 1844.
Yes.
And ascension robes were sold by the thousands. And on this particular rather nippy October night, the people climbed treetops and housetops to wait for the Lord.
Wanted to be up near the top.
That's the end of the story.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have a wise Paul among them to say, you're right that the Lord is coming, but your estimate is faulty. They have to come around that afterwards. In the year 1845, they have to go back and look over their calculation. And they could find an error in the arithmetic somewhere, or they left some factor out. But they'd been better off if they hadn't done that. And there is so great danger. Now what happens to a Millerite that's been fooled once? Pretty tough on the whole religion, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The scalded cat is afraid of cold water. Isn't that the proverb? And when you've once been fooled that way, your religious chances are little. And therefore, if this is important belief, it's quite as important to have it to prevent us being incorrectly dated as it has to people believe it at all.
In one way, it's a miracle that Christianity survived this hope in the second coming. It was a hope deferred and deferred and deferred.
You can, in the second century, see people worrying about. In the first century, you could just recast your figures a little bit. For instance, this man of lawlessness who sort of sets himself up as God. You can, in the year 40, when Caligula the emperor ordered his statue set up in the temple in Jerusalem. You want to remember the Christians are all still Jews, and Jerusalem is still their capital. That looks as though it was the beginning of the end, doesn't it? But it wasn't. And therefore, it'll be some other emperor. Maybe it'll be Nero. He's about as bad as a man can be. And so you have an elaborate prophecy called the Book of Revelation, with a beast with seven heads, and some with 12 horns, and the seventh head, let me see how it is, anyhow, one of the heads will be wounded and die, and then there'll be an eighth head, which is the same as the sixth head, and that looks pretty clear to me. That belongs when they expected Nero to come back from Parthia, where he, like Hitler, had gone in hiding instead of really dying in the bunker. That looks as though we're just at the right juncture. Well, all those recastings took place. There are two second century writings, Second Clement and Second Peter, which reflect definitely the skepticism of those who say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, that is the previous generation, you remember what the Gospels say, some people standing by shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God coming with power. Well, but the generation's all dead. Even the beloved disciple has died. Long life last remnant. And so 2 Peter says, these scoffers come and say, where is the promise of these coming? And the author, a good Orthodox Christian, says, it's all right. There's nothing wrong about the prophecy. It's going to come all right. You've just miscalculated the times of God. When God says soon, he means soon by God's timetable and not by man's. And you know the difference. Because 1,000 years, there is but one day with God. So soon for God has an entirely different arithmetic for soon for man. And anyhow, suppose it isn't coming as soon as God, as you thought God was going to bring it. What is the effect? It means that God has given an extra time for the wicked to repent. So God's delay is not like man's delay. It's done with a deliberate and merciful intention that men may repent and more time. Even Plutarch, the pagan, wrote an essay on the subject, why does God delay punishment? He does, doesn't he? And the reason is that's the kind of God we have. So there's the way, it's cured up.
When the early church, I don't know what century it was, really began to shift its emphasis in this way, I suppose it did, didn't it? I suppose they had to shift their emphasis in some way. What did they shift the major emphasis to?
They kept this as an ultimate. They never gave it up as something ultimately to happen. And they never knew but what it would happen still soon, even in the 5th or 15th or 20th century, you never know, but what's still going to happen soon. All they had to do was to say that it had been predated, really. And that meant some manipulation, too. But one of their favorite views was to spiritualize it. Or to say that it didn't come simultaneously, but it came to every individual at death. Now, with the help of those two schemes, you can get along quite well.
And this was the quite early Christian church religion?
No, I shouldn't think until the 5th century. I suppose Augustine's City of God is one place where you find it. The interest in it, of course, has grown in history, has depended on history a little with historical events. The First and Second World War meant, in our time, a recrudescence of this. And the downfall of Rome meant, the middle of the 17th century, the rise of Quakerism, there were certain reasons for thinking that it was near then. The Great Plague of London and followed by the Great Fire were among the disasters that might well be expected that will be. And furthermore, you are getting awfully near, first the year 1656, which was just exactly as many years A.D. as the flood was B.C., and therefore a second world catastrophe might be expected in that particular calendar year. And then there was the year 1666, which, beside these two portents, had other remarkable features. One was that if you take all the numbers of the Roman numerals, namely M for 1,000 and D for 500 and C for 100 and L for 50 and X for 10 and B for 5 and I for 1, you get exactly 1666. Maybe you haven't thought of that. And the other is, excuse me for this digression, the other is that we have the millennium, 1,000 years, and we have the number of beasts, which is 666, and you add those together and you get 1666. So that everything pointed to that year.
I would like to know how we know that Christ
hasn't come? How do we know that Christ hasn't come among us?
How do we know that he hasn't?
How do we know that he hasn't come?
Have not come.
That's right.
Suppose that he had come already, he has come already. And suppose that how we know that he hasn't come?
Well, I have been people that thought they could tell. There were in the first century some people who had the view that he had come already, or that the resurrection had already taken place. I don't think many people held that, but there's at least one passage that represents that point of view. All I can say is the bulk of people have thought not. They have thought partly because I suppose they want.